President Trump said a short while ago that he's considering a temporary payroll tax cut as part of a strategy to cushion a potential economic slowdown. But he's not doing anything right now. There have been reports the White House was looking at a payroll tax cut, which could signal that President Trump's top economic advisors are concerned about a possible recession, even as Trump and other senior officials continue to defend the strength of the economy. So with the attention on the payroll tax, we wanted to learn a little bit more about it. And to help us with all of this, we're joined by NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Hi, Scott.
Tanya, good to be with you.
So for those who aren't familiar, what exactly is the payroll tax?
It's a broad-based tax that just about anybody who gets a paycheck has to pay, even if they don't make enough to be eligible for the federal income tax. It goes mostly to pay for Social Security and Medicare, and it's about 15.3% altogether. Half of that is paid by employers, and the other half is paid by employees. For employees, it's what shows up on your pay stub, if you still get one of those, as FICA. Mm-hmm. That's the payroll tax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If the payroll tax were cut, the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget says the U.S. Treasury could lose between $70 and $75 billion in annual revenue for each percentage point the payroll tax is reduced. Can you explain how this could impact the U.S. economy?
Well, one thing it would do would be to add to the federal deficit, which is already more than $1 trillion a year. But another way to look at that is that for each percentage point they lopped off the payroll tax, consumers would have another $70 to $75 billion in their wallets, which they could spend. That could certainly juice the economy a little bit, although to the extent the economy has slowed down, it's not because consumers are spending less. Consumers are spending at a pretty healthy clip. If there's weakness in the economy right now, it's more on the business side where we're seeing a slowdown in business investment.
The payroll tax was previously cut 8 years ago in 2011 during the Obama administration. Is there bipartisan support for a similar measure now?
It's hard to say if there's bipartisan support. This is something that the president would need help from Congress to do, and it seems a little unlikely that Democrats in the House would go along with cutting the payroll tax to boost the economy in the run-up to the 2020 election, unless things get a lot more dire between now and then. When the payroll tax holiday was adopted back in 2011, we were still sort of clawing our way back from the deep recession. It's hard to see a good justification for cutting the payroll tax in today's climate when, you know, unemployment is still near a 50-year low and growth, although it has slowed, is still relatively solid at about a 2% annual rate.
Okay. So if the White House decides not to pursue a payroll tax cut, it could cut income taxes. But does it have other options in terms of tax policy if it wants to boost the economy?
One thing that the president spoke about just a few minutes ago was indexing the capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is what you pay if you invest in something, either a house or stocks or something, and it goes up in value. You are taxed on the capital gain. Indexing, that means you'd only be taxed on the portion of the gain that was over and above whatever the background inflation rate was. This is something that would primarily benefit wealthier Americans who have a lot of stocks or property and experience most of the capital gains. The advantage for the administration is they believe this is something they could do administratively, that is, without needing to pass a law through Congress, although they almost surely face a legal challenge. And previous administrations have thought that they didn't have the authority to index the capital gains tax to inflation in the past. So that'd be a legal challenge that the administration would have to come up against.
Thank you for explaining all of this. That's NPR chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley. Thank you very much, Scott.
You're welcome.